T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, got a fake Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Brian Rabe on Emery!
The captain strikes goal!
Instigators.
Mark, I remember you saying something in January as a captain of this team. And that is, you wanted to play games of value in April. Are you not sick and tired of not doing that here with the Edmonton Oilers? Are we going to be a losing team or a winning team? I'll tell you right now, there's no choice in this. The Edmonton Oilers are going to build a winning culture. That's it. It's not a choice. The only thing that's going to happen is people are going to fall out of the way of what's happening here. This is it right here, guys. This next period makes April important. Right here, 20 minutes. Get in it. All together on this. Let's go, guys.
There's a quick introduction to the new Sabres head coach, Ralph Krueger. News breaking last night that the Sabres will hire him, and made official this morning. And right now, we are going to go downtown right away to the KeyBank Center with Brian Duff and Sabres general manager Jason Bottrell.
Andrew, thank you. The obvious question, Jason, after I say good morning, is why Ralph Krueger?
Well, I think going through this process, there was a lot of great candidates out there, but just had a comfort level in sitting down and talking with Ralph. He has a great presence to him. You can see right away he has that passion for teaching, but also the passion for the game of hockey. And you just look at his resume, you look at his background. He's got a history of going into difficult situations, challenging situations, and having success. He's coached at so many different levels, whether it's NHL, Olympics, World Championships, World Cup. We felt he was going to be a great fit for our group here.
When you mentioned the word resume, let's go back to the start of the process and where you thought you might be heading as far as how much experience you were hoping to have in your next head coach.
Well, we always talked about wanting someone to have that experience of being a head coach, whether it's in the National Hockey League or in other leagues. And when I sat down with Randy Sexton, Steve Greeley, to sort of put a list together of all the people we wanted to at least do some background information on and to look as a possible candidate for the head coaching position, we wanted to make sure we covered everyone. So we certainly covered coaches that had previous NHL experience. We also had the opportunity to talk to different coaches who had no experience in the National Hockey League, whether it's American Hockey League or junior. But throughout the whole process, we felt Ralph's name kept on coming up and just their comfort level with Ralph.
How well do you know Ralph from all your years in the game, your family's years in the game, and his extensive worldwide resume?
Well, it's actually a very small world. My father was Ralph's, I think, fifth grade teacher back in Winnipeg. But to be honest, there wasn't a strong family connection with Ralph. But once I got the position here in Buffalo a couple of years ago, Jim Rutherford, who worked closely with Ralph in his days in Carolina, did recommend Ralph and did have an opportunity to speak with him a couple of years ago. But the situation in Southampton at the time, he had the commitment there and wasn't able to leave. But we have stayed in touch over the years, and when this process began again in April here, had opportunity to sit down with him a few times, and it was very evident that Ralph had other opportunities to, with his unique resume, to go to different spots. But at heart, he's a Manitoba kid who loves the game of hockey, mm-hmm. who is passionate about coaching, and felt very comfortable with the fit here.
The Carolina connection, he was a consultant for Jim, is that correct?
That's correct. So while Ralph was head coach for Team Switzerland through the World Championships and Olympics, he also worked with Carolina as a scout for European.
Well, did he have any dealings with the then-current Hurricane players, given that you have a former Hurricane in Jeff Skinner, and everybody is wondering how the new coach and Jeff Skinner may exist together?
No, and it's something that we've certainly talked a lot throughout this process of just our team. And one of the things that I really felt comfortable with Ralph is how he sees our team moving forward, our young players, how we want to play a game fit very well, and how Randy, Steve, and myself wanted to develop this team. And we've kept the dialogue going along with Jeff throughout this entire process. And obviously, if a player is going to sign a longer-term contract, he certainly wants to know who the head coach is going to be. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll get through the next couple of weeks here. Ralph will join me over in Europe next week and have a chance to sit down with Jack and Sam over there. And then once we get through the combine here, we'll have a chance to sit down with Jeff and his agents there and just sort of see how, you know, we are building this team moving forward and see if we can find a fit.
So when you were going through this process and you start talking with Ralph, at what point did it change for him that he was that much more interested in getting back into coaching, based on what he had said previously about a potential, if ever, return to the NHL, not likely being in that position?
Well, I think it's just whenever we've talked, it's always been about coaching. And there was always an interest there from a coaching standpoint. And once we got into dialogue, that was very evident that he was passionate about coaching. So in all our interactions with Ralph, it certainly come through that he was very intrigued by our situation here, very intrigued by our young stars, obviously, and Jack Eichel and Rasmus Dahlin, mm-hmm. but just, you know, the other pieces that were being in place. And once he got a familiarity with myself, Randy Stecks, and Steve Greeley, had a chance to sit down with the Pegulas, felt very comfortable with the personnel in this organization, he also felt it was going to be a good fit for him moving forward.
I think because of those comments that he had made previously, it led people to wonder if he gets hired here, would he have any responsibilities beyond head coach as far as how he fits within your hockey operations department?
No, it's you know, and that's where I feel very comfortable from a management group with the assistance of with Randy and Steve. And we've been talking a lot with Ralph. And look, we're going to communicate on everything. It's what a head coach and a GM does. And, well, player transactions, what we're going to be doing as a team, there's always going to be that communication level. But, and what really intrigues me is some of Ralph's previous experience here in the over at the Premier League, just bringing in, tying in to get some of the resources that we have here through sports science, our support staff here. And I think Ralph is going to do an excellent job, not only from a player development standpoint, coaching our players on the ice, but utilizing all the resources that we have at our disposal here in Buffalo.
When you speak of player development and you look at the organization's depth chart and how you and your group have gone about trying to restock the cupboards, an awful lot of it is European prospects right now. Because of Ralph's experience globally, does that help in this regard, based on trying to integrate guys when they're coming over to North America for the first time?
Without a doubt. And I think one of the things that we talked from the start of this entire process was the importance of communicating with young players, communicating, you know, developing players, making that step from junior or Rochester up to National Hockey League, but also developing our players, whether it's Rasmus Dahlin, Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, at the National Hockey League level. And I think you'll realize once you start talking with Ralph, you know, communication is one of his strengths. Mm-hmm. You know, he does have that presence right away, but, you know, communication, I think, is one of his strong, you know, attributes, and not just himself, just with the entire staff and getting the same message across to the players.
The players, last one. What do you think they'll recognize and appreciate right away when, as a group, they gather together for the first time?
Well, I think you're just going to see right away the passion. I mean, you sit down with Ralph, he is very motivated. Brings a lot of enthusiasm to any job that he takes on. And he's ready for this challenge and ready to get things going. And I think our players, when they first sit down with Ralph, they're going to feel that. And I hope that energizes them, too, moving forward here.
Thank you for the time today.
Thank you.
Andrew?
All right. Thank you, Duffer. Thank you, Botts. And, yeah, here we go, boys. The question that, you know, we've been asking daily, the rumors, the speculation, the all the conversations, you know what I'm talking about. Just here we are. It's over. And I didn't know much about Ralph Kruger, but I've never seen, I've never seen so much support from media members nationally. Very few like normally there's always criticism.
I've never seen so much support from a former market, a former team, a former players, former media members,
yeah,
towards a coach who was fired from that organization after 48 games in a shortened season. Yeah. All we hear about from those players, from articles, from media members, is how smart of a guy he is, how good of a communicator he is. And Jason Bottrell pointed that out again. What he was able to get out of a young group in Edmonton that had Taylor Hall, who was 21 years old, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Neil Yakupov, Justin Schultz. They had young pieces, and he was able to get a lot out of them. It was a start. And Craig McTavish did not let him finish it and then went with Dallas Eakins, and it went back down the drain right away. So I think, listen, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic about this because I don't want to jump in, you know, into this cold plunge that I never liked those, but I am liking what I'm hearing, and I want to do more listening and more paying attention when it comes to development camp and rookie camp and training camp to really get a better sense of what's going to happen. But I'm at first thought, I'm liking this hiring.
Well, here's the thing, and I have to mention Thomas Vanek will join us. He had him at the World Cup. He was on Team Europe and had some high praise for him in an article somewhere. I don't know where, but it'd be great to hear from Van anyway. And he knows Ralph Kruger. Riv, we talk about presence in a locker room. We saw a little clip there at the start, and it's starting to circulate a little bit more. But you talk about presence and speaking to players and communicating and trying to get a message through. I mean, I think he made a point very clear and very articulate way of getting through to his players, referencing the captain, talking about the young players that'll fall out of the way of what they're trying to do here. And that's the kind of, I guess, locker room presence we're looking for?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, just to kind of like go backwards just a little bit, I think we're all in the same situation. Every fan, every media member, anybody that's involved with the Buffalo Sabres, that love the Buffalo Sabres, are all asking, who is Ralph Kruger? And we're all right now doing our research. We're all right now just reading articles, things that he has done in the past. I mean, everything that you read, you want to read more on him. He Yep. seems like a very special person. He seems like he's very intelligent. He has been coaching the game of hockey for an extremely long time. Started with the Swedish national team back in 90 national team back in 98 and was with that country for 12 years, and then you just keep moving on and on about how well spoken he is, what he has done throughout his life. I mean, this is a man that is he just seems like a bundle of knowledge, and he's captivating, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. He's a very interesting man to me. Once you start to read up on him, and then you start to read articles about Thomas Vanek and what Thomas Vanek had to say about him, it's pretty special. I'm trying to find an article, and when I do, I'm going to show it out there. I'm trying to find an article where there's negativity in this guy.
Yeah. And you know what?
I haven't found anything yet. It's been actually, he's very unknown. I'm very much on your page in the sense that I just can't wait. I'm really interested in watching this all play out. I'm really interested in the rookie camps and things like that and what he wants to implement and how he speaks to the players and the media and just to see what environment that he's going to build here.
But again, rookie camp is not dealing with Jack Eichel. It's not dealing with Rasmus Dahlin. It's dealing with the up-and-comers.
Yep.
So that's going to be a first look, a first step. And then you got, development camp, and you've got the main training camp. I think that's where, like September, middle of September, we'll get to really see where is this team going. Now, one of my big questions to I talked to Ryan Rashog last night, who covers the Edmonton Oilers with TSN. He was just on with Howard this morning. And one of my questions to Rashog last night was, I think it's going to take weeks, maybe even months, for Ralph Kruger to get back into the action here. He
no
hasn't
question.
Been in hockey in a while, it's going to take him some time. And his reaction to that, what Ryan Rashog responded, was he will immerse himself in it. He has a whole off season to get familiar with the players, to get familiar with the league, what's going on. It's not like he's not been paying attention. He knows what's going on. and he will hit the ground running when comes September. So I was pretty interested in hearing that, because for me it's like, I'm going to give him until Christmas to really see what's going on. And everybody's saying that he is going to put on the work boots from the first day that he gets in and will be the kind of individual that will be able to absorb all the information he needs and get the plan going and really move forward and not miss a beat.
Vanek going to join us at 10:20, Thomas Vanek, that is. And last time we heard from him on the phone, he was gardening with his father-in-law. So I think today he's getting ready for a tea time. But he knows Ralph Krueger and played for him and at the World Championships and was quoted somewhere, which is why we reached out to him. World Cup. Sorry,
but you know who hired him for the World Cup? The general manager for Team Europe at the World Cup in 2016 was Miro Chetan. And Miro Chetan, because Slovakia, Germany, France, Norway, Denmark, Slovenia, those smaller countries were all put together. And so Miro Chetan, because Slovakia is really the bigger of those hockey countries, brought in Ralph Krueger to coach that team. And they went all the way to the finals and lost to Canada, but did a great job.
So Bucci Main.
John Buchegross.
I really like the hire. I think it's a great fit for the Buffalo Sabres. We were talking about media comments about the coach. Greg Wyshynski, I like this for the Sabres, if only because the Oilers that played for him still rave about the guy and feel absolutely that he got hosed in the gig. And then there's another writer here. We all know Mr. Matheson. I can't find it here. But anyway, basically saying same thing. Great hire for the
Sabres. I want to touch on.
Excellent hire by Buffalo to get Ralph Krueger. Very smart guy. Excellent motivator. Young players will like him. We have to head to break. But yeah, go ahead.
Just quickly, I wanted to touch on what Thomas Vanek in that article, and you're talking about the rookie camp and dealing with those younger players and learning from them and teaching them and talking with them. And then you said to me, well, it's not Jack Eichel. And you specifically named Jack Eichel for what reason?
Oh, because he's the captain of the team.
He's the captain. He's the best player. He's the face of the franchise. And I want to read you what Thomas Vanek had to say when they were at the playing for the European team.
Yep.
He says, he's one of my favorite people, Vanek said. Such a good person. He's great at talking, remembers names, really, really cares about people. He goes, he doesn't care if you're the best player. He cares about every single player on the team, and he will make you feel that way. It's not about just going and dealing with the best players on the team. It's about building a team. Yep. And not one player is more important than the other, because every single player on a team is going to have a different job and skill set.
And that's why we go out of our way to make you feel so included around here, Craig. We try to do the same thing. That's what Ralph Krueger does, makes everybody feel involved. Thomas Vanek coming up next, the man whose quote you just read. We'll be right back. Craig Gervais, angry as usual. Instigators, Ralph Krueger, Sabres' new head coach, WGR 550 and MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Revay.
And pushing aside the man, the myth, the legend, Jeremy Roenick is another legend. Thomas Vanek joining the show. Morning,
what's
Vanner.
Up,
how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Marty's in studio here, Old Man River, myself, and talking some coaches. We heard you getting ready for golf. Marty's dying to say something here.
I want to know where you're playing today, Van. I want to see if it's a good course.
It's a great course. It's called Stone Ridge in Stillwater, Minnesota. Best greens in the state.
Yeah. Guy signed a $50 million offer sheet, Marty. I don't think he's playing some dirt track, all right?
Just checking. Jeez. Just checking.
Hey? Hey, well, anyway, Van, we know you're, if you're playing golf, it's on a top tier course. Listen, let's talk more top tier. You had Ralph Krueger at the top tier tournament there, the World Cup, and you had some. River pulled up an old school article with you in it, and you had some, you know, very high praises to sing about Ralph Krueger.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'll go back. Ralph started his coaching career in Austria, so I've known of him since I was literally 4 or 5 years old. He took this small town team and just built it into a European dynasty, which at that time, it was, you know, it's never been done, you know, before and after he left. So he is, again, he's highly respected, and I've known that for, you know, 30 years now of my life. But then when I had a chance to actually play for him at the World Cup, that's when I, you know, really realized how good he is. Not just of a coach, but how great of a person. He's by far the best motivator I've ever had, you know, to deal with. So, again, to me, he's one of the best people I've ever met in my lifetime. And glad I got to meet him, and I'm super happy for him. He got this job. I think people in Buffalo are going to really love him. I think it's a great hire.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Van. You talked about the World Cup. I want to know what specifically did Ralph Krueger do in the World Cup, because you guys had a really tough pre-tournament games. You lost like 7-4 and 4-0, and then you got into the tournament, and it seems like your team was different. What specifically, as a coach, was he able to do for that team to be able to come together in such a short time?
Well, with that team, I don't know if it was so much about coaching. It was about, and that's what's so great about Ralph. I think he can adjust and adapt so good. So in those two games, like you mentioned, against the young kids, I mean, we didn't have a chance. So again, all of us, you know, who made on Team Europe, we're all good hockey players. So he knew it wasn't about hockey. So he just had to motivate us in a different way, and he was able to. And again, it took us a few days to adjust to him, to his philosophy and whatever. But after being around him with the whole team setting for 3-4 days, we're like, holy crap, this guy is unbelievable. He you know, spends time with each and everyone, and then it's not just make believe that he cares about you. After 2 days of being around him, not even 2 days, 10 minutes, you know he cares about you, and that's such a big thing, as you guys know. I mean, if you have someone who really believes in you and cares about you, and not just the top guy, that's when you're a real good person. I think it really came out during that tournament.
Thomas Vanek joining us to talk about Ralph Krueger. Played for him at the World Cup of Hockey, but also known him from back in Austria for nearly 30 years. What are his philosophies, Vanner? I mean, what's his I know it's a short tournament, and tournaments are different, but what are his defensive zone philosophies? What are his neutral zone philosophies? Where does he believe that hockey games are won and lost?
Well, I can't speak, you know, I can't speak of what Ralph's philosophy is, because, like you said, it was a small tournament. Mm-hmm. And again, we had Paul Maurice as the assistant coach from Winnipeg, who was on our staff for that World Cup team. So he did a lot of that. And that, again, speaks so highly of Ralph that he's the head coach, but he knows he's got, you know, there's a reason he brought, you know, Coach Maurice on staff to do those things. So I think that's another great thing. I think a lot of coaches, they want to put their hands into everything, where he knows, hey, I'm really good at this. You know, you're awesome at this. You know, he's okay with delegating. Not saying that he didn't coach us. He coached us too, and his philosophy was up-tempo and all this the fun stuff that everyone wants to hear. But again, in that short tournament, his philosophy was, you know, I need to motivate these guys, get them up to speed, and let Paul and the other assistant coaches do the X's and O's, and it worked out great for us.
Thomas Vanek on the line. We know you have a tee time. We'll let you go in just a couple minutes here. Listen, we know what's important. It's the off season. You got to get your rounds in. But
I only got about 2 weeks left, and then school is out, so golf season will be over shortly.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you've. It's weird because you came into this league, and I was, I mean, you're 35 years old now, Van. I mean, where does the time go, right? But you've played for now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're still trying to chase that record, okay?
Yeah, so I
we're,
know. We're still trying stop to
chase. We're still trying to. But my point is in your time from when you came in to now, have you noticed the change in the players that need the different kind of those philosophies and not necessarily the I don't want to call them bully tactics, but maybe those those tougher style tactics?
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, I think the league is in a good place right now, but it's completely different when I came in and when we came in. You know, it's you know, a lot of teams, a lot of organizations are forcing kids to play because it looks good, in my opinion, you know, to have young kids and then sell tickets, whatever. But in my opinion, it's not always the best thing for the kids. So you definitely have to deal with them different. A lot of them get hyped up at a young age, and they come in, they struggle, and they think the coach doesn't like them. Oh, maybe I should, you know, get traded. Somebody else that would play more there and this. So it's way different. I think kids are a little bit softer nowadays. So, yeah, I think a guy like Ralph is going to be huge because he really can sense that. You know, he knows how to deal with people. So that's his, in my experience, that's his greatest gift. You see, he really knows how to motivate, you know, every single individual. Is he, you know, does he need a hug? Does he need to get yelled at? You know, I think that's what he's going to be really good at.
PD took it easy on you, Van. I'm going to be a lot harder on you. You've had 11 coaches.
Boy.
I'm counting 11 coaches. So it started with Lindy Ruff, Ron Rolston, Jack Capuano, Michel Therrien, Mike Yeo, John Torchetti, Jeff Blashill twice, Gerard Gallant, Tom Rowe a little bit, Travis Green, and John Tortorella. Which one does Ralph Kruger remind you more of, or what style of your former coaches is closer to Ralph Kruger?
No, I don't know. I think he's a mix. Like, my favorite coaches, you know, believe it or not, is Lindy's still on top of my list just because, you know, as much of a hard he was on me and whatever, he brought the best out of me, and I respected that. And I don't mind the yelling and screaming.
Ribs is laughing right now, but that's okay.
Yeah, and you know what? Torch was the same. Like, I tell you, when I got traded to Columbus, I'm like, how is this going to work, you know? And it was awesome. I love Torch. I mean, he was great. You know, he was awesome for me. So I think Ralph is not at that level, but I think he's a mix of, you know, a Gallant, and he has that attitude of a Lindy and of a Torch. You know, so like I said, he's very good at knowing what to be at what time. So I think it's tough to say he's one of these guys, but he's his own guy. But I think he can be, you know, various difference of a lot of these guys in a good way.
We are on the line right now with Pavel Datsyuk. I mean, Thomas Vanek.
Hey, I swear I was cleaning out my basement last year, and I am telling you, I still have the picture, man, from the Halloween party when you showed up in head-to-toe Detroit Red Wings gear and Datsyuk's jersey. I still have it. It's absolutely perfect. People on Twitter want to know if you're coming back, but we don't have time to talk about that because you have a tee time to hit. Good luck. Hit him into the woods, and we'll talk to you later, Van.
All right. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, man. It was great to hear from you. Thomas Vanek, longtime NHLer and former teammate of all of ours.
You know what's funny about a guy like Van and a guy like Gabriel Landeskog is they're European, and their English is better than 90% of people that have lived in North America their whole life.
Including yours.
He's way, way, way better than mine. Like, he's such an intelligent, well-spoken guy. And that's why I think that he had so many great things.
He came over here at one age.
Younger, 14.
Yeah, he's like 14 years old when he came over here. And
so he comes from parents that were, his parents were Czech, and went to Austria, I think, in the when the communism was big over there. And so they fled to Austria and then came over, went to University of Minnesota. But it amazes me how those guys are.
Speaks four languages.
It's crazy.
Vanner speaks four languages fluently.
Yeah. Well, he does speak Czech.
German.
Probably German. Austrian, I would think.
I'd say 75% English.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're a mess.
Unbelievable comments, though. I mean, about Ralph Kruger.
I was a little surprised because in my view of Ralph Krueger is a smart business type guy that comes in. And so we have the video of Ralph Krueger in the Edmonton locker room where he's got some passion. And he's talking about building a culture and a winning culture. He was there 48 games. He couldn't follow through on that. They made a change too quickly. But three guys that on the list of coaches that Thomas Vanek had in his career, I was hoping Van was going to point to. Lindy Ruff, which I loved Lindy. He was really good. John Tortorella, which I love Torts, and Gerard Gallant, which has had so much success, and the Florida Panthers made such a big mistake to let him go, and you can see what he's done with Vegas. Those three guys were three guys that I had put a little star next to, hoping that Vanek was going to bring them up, and that's exactly what he did.
It's mind-boggling to me, and I mean mind-boggling to me, that Thomas Vanek right here on this show would say that Lindy Ruff was his favorite coach. And we all saw firsthand
one of his
how
favorite.
Hard. Well, the other guy, his name was Torts. I mean, these are two of the toughest men in the game. They drove you through making you feel extremely, extremely uncomfortable.
Well, I think... Sorry, go ahead.
But a young Thomas Vanek and a young Marty Biron and a young whatever, Jack Eichel, probably did not like, or for me in my case anyway, I did not like Lindy being on my case all the time. An older me is like, man, I can totally see what he was trying to do, and I did not respond to it the way I should have. I wish somebody would have pulled me aside and said, he wants the best for you, and that's the way it should go. Because when I had Torts later in my career, I was like, I love Torts, and I can see why. And I think Van is the same way. He had Torts later in his career, and now can realize what Lindy was trying to do with him earlier in his career.
Yeah, that's exactly the thoughts that I was thinking there too. Was why, and it's probably later on that, like in his career,
absolutely. That at he the looks time back and he thinks, when he went through it, and when we went through it, and saw the same things. I've never seen a coach harder on two players in all the years I played. I played for 9 different NHL coaches. Yeah. I have never, in all my years, even come close to seeing a head coach be hard, so hard on two players. And it was our two best. Derek Roy, Thomas Vanek. Those two guys made our Buffalo team tick. Yeah. And I'll tell you, there was no breathing room for them. He pounded on them every single solitary day. We didn't have video on the game. We had video on Thomas Vanek and Derek Roy. And it went
and Maxie
on
Finnegan and on. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. If you want to call in and get in on this conversation, thoughts on Ralph Krueger and what Thomas Vanek had to say. Lots of great reports out there right now. You were just about to say what?
No, I said Chris Gratton was one in my time, but... Again, this is where I believe what is important in today's coaches is not be appreciated 10 years down the road from older guys and, man, I appreciate him now. For Ralph Krueger's, his biggest challenge is to come in and be appreciated now as a coach, be respected as a coach now. Yep. With the young guys, with the Eichel, with the Reinhardt, with the Dahlin, with the core guys moving forward. Because you don't want Jack to be on this show in 15 years from now and say, man, I really like Ralph Krueger, and I didn't really know what he was trying to do. He wanted me to be better, but now I can see it. Yep. You want to see it when you're in that situation, and I think that's the difference.
And I love hearing what Thomas Vanek had to say. You tried to trap him, and I'm going to call it the old Marty Biron trap. You name all these coaches.
Real.
You name
it's
all
real.
The coaches. But then all of a sudden you say, which one is he? And you know what he says?
Smart.
He's got a variety of all these faces of the guys that you named.
Yep.
And he knows when to bring out what face. What guy you need at that moment will come out. You talked about the speech that he gave to these men in Edmonton. And it was, I'm going to tell you, I watched it. Petey showed me this morning. And... You start to realize and go back to your time when we were playing and some of the key moments and coaches talks. This is one right here. This is one right here. I it gave me chills and it gave me goosebumps after I listened to this man speak, because I'll tell you, I would have loved to go out for the next period after that speech right there. And he knows when to say it, when to do it. when to pat guys on the back, when to be hard on them. And this is what, these are the things that I really like hearing from guys that have played for this this man.
People might not remember this, and it may have been mentioned or not, but Steve Smith was in Edmonton at the time.
He was an assistant
coach.
Yeah,
he was the
assistant
coach
before
there.
Ralph, and then stayed on after Ralph. So he was with
Then went to Carolina, right?
Carolina after that, yeah. But he had been with Ralph Kruger's staff in
So, I mean, there's a comfort level there with him coming in, for
sure. And the biggest thing, too, like I talked about Ryan Rashog telling me about Ralph, and he said he will immerse himself in it from the first day and will be ready, and he will also lean on his assistant and his staff to really work together. So there's a guy that doesn't just say, hey, I'm the coach and everybody does what I say. Let's get together and let's work together. So it will be a team preparation.
So what does – do you want
to – I was just going to add to this, and we all played for multiple coaches. And, I played for a lot of different coaches. You know, the Alain Vigneaus, the Michel Therrien's, Claude Julien, Ron Wilson, Lindy Ruff's. Jacques Demers, Mario Tremblay's, they all had their Guy Carboneau, Bob Gainey, they all had their things that made them great, okay? But for me as a player, I wanted a coach that was a player's coach, okay? I wanted a coach that would walk into the dressing room, into the weight room, just go with a smile and a coffee while the guys were working out and just being around them, wanting to be around the players. I want that type of coach. I wanted that type of coach. But I also wanted the coach that when you did not do what was asked of that coach, then you got the iron fist. And that is the guy that inspired me the most. Someone that I could talk to every day and not feel uncomfortable about talking to him. I wanted someone to ask me about my life away from the game. Ask, hey, how's your wife doing? How are your kids doing? I liked that type of coach, but I also liked the coach that when it was time, that was going to lay it down. And that's the coach that you respect and you want to play for. And this man here in Ralph Kruger, he seems like he's got a lot of different faces that are going to come out. He knows that he's got a team that needs to continue to develop, and it's going to take time. But what you also have to do when you're developing young players, and I say Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, they are young players. You have to build their confidence.
Yep.
You know that the game of hockey in any sport, it's about confidence.
Assistant coaches play a huge role in this too, in a coach's success.
They're usually the communicators.
So what happens now? I mean, normally when a new coach comes in, assistant coaches are, you know, I don't know if they're what's the word? Not assessed,
evaluated.
Thank you very much.
And my English,
and I'm
not
the guy
too bad,
that's ripping
right?
on you for the
English.
For the English
is pretty good.
Evaluated, and yeah, it's great. Touche. So what happens here? I mean, normally they bring in their own guys. Sometimes they come in, and you hate the term clean house, but sometimes they move guys out to bring in more comfortable, familiar faces. What do you think happens next? Do we know? Do we know if has he had a chance to meet with these guys?
I think he's going to take a deep breath. I think that he's had his dialogue and communication with Jason Botterill. I'm sure they talked, and one thing that I did kind of write down about, you know, what Jason Botterill had spoke to with Brian Duff was the communication between Botterill and Kruger. They are going to build this together. They are going to have that dialogue together, and that's extremely important when you are trying to build an organization and moving it, you know, from the lower ranks to the upper ranks. You have to have communication, constant communication, and building, you know, what the coach wants, not only just what the GM wants, but what the coach wants in his players also. And I liked how they're going to work together on this.
There's going to be a press conference. Jason Botterill addressed the media. Ralph Kruger will be named 19th head coach in franchise history. That's coming up in the next hour. We'll have it live right here on WGR 550 and MSG. We also have to talk about how will the hiring of Ralph Kruger impact Jeff Skinner's contract, because there are also reports out there that, you know, Skinner would want to talk to the new head coach and all that stuff. And you'd think that would probably
be... It's not so much like, oh, I want to talk to the head coach. I'm Jeff Skinner. It's that's not how you want to know what's happening.
Yes, that's not how it's I was painting it at all.
I know. But I know some people may take it that way.
It's part of the process. Context. Yeah, it's part of the process. And you would think that would be natural. How do you see me being used?
Jeff Skinner, it's not even how he's going to be used. You know how he's going to be used.
Well, that
He wants to know what this guy is all about. You know, I'm sure that he is going to get information because right now you have Jeff Skinner sitting at home going, who's Ralph Kruger? Well, Never even heard of him. So what's going to happen? Is he going to go to his agent and Donnie Meehan's going to sit there and he's going to say, this guy is the real deal. He is an extremely smart man. He is going to build this. This is the right guy for the job, you know, and that now makes Jeff Skinner feel, you know, positive about what's going to happen. And they may have a talk on the telephone, you know, and just, you know, get these questions off his chest. So Jeff Skinner can make the right decision for him, because this is going to be a contract that's probably going to be anywhere from 6, 7, 8 years long. It's a long time. That's a big part of your life and the big part of your career in signing this next deal.
All right. We'll get Marty's thoughts on that. Take some calls. Other side of the break here, 11 o'clock. There will be a press conference. Jason Botcher will introduce Ralph Kruger to the media. I don't know if he's in town. He's not in town. But Jason Botcher will have a press conference. And we will carry it right here on the Instigators on MSG and WGR 550. We'll be right back.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
So a tweet from Frank Saravalli, senior hockey reporter, TSN Sports. He tweeted out saying, Sabres have had continuing dialogue with pending UFA Jeff Skinner's camp, which has been waiting to see who the next head coach will be. Now that it's Kruger, I'd expect a face-to-face meet between him and Skinner as the next step in the process. Marty, I asked Craig going into the last break what this means for the Skinner situation, and curious to know your thoughts, where this heads.
Well, I think if you're Jeff Skinner, you've put forward a game plan as to what you would want from now until July 1st to be like. And I'm sure there's conversation with the Sabres, but probably the first thing was question mark coach. You know, so you don't want to be in a situation, and I'm not speaking for Jeff Skinner, but I've had coaches in my career. Rivs, you've had coaches in your career. PD, same thing. Let's say you've had a very bad experience with a coach. Very bad, okay? And now you're in a position to sign a long-term deal, and you don't know who the coach is going to be, and that coach gets hired. You sign a contract, a 7-year deal, 8-year deal, and a week later, the coach that you've had the absolute worst experience in hockey with gets hired. That changes your perspective. Maybe you'd be like, ah, I shouldn't have signed that deal, or maybe I should have signed it only after having a meeting. And so for Jeff Skinner, this is just a very reasonable, simple step into knowing what his future is going to be like, what the next 7 years, 8 years of his future is going to be like. Listen, most likely, and I'm just saying that because coaches don't usually last 7, 8 years, Jeff Skinner will be in Buffalo longer than the next coach if he signs a long-term deal. He'll be here longer than Ralph Kruger, but they could be paired together. It could be a situation where they're going to be making this organization a success together. You have to be able to sit down and at least have that face-to-face meeting with whoever the new coach will be. It's just normal.
Yeah. If coach did matter, I'd have to – I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Skinner's thoughts would have been if there was a Vigneault hiring or a Therrien hiring or anything like that.
Not so much to say, oh, I need to see what his philosophy is like. I think it's more the fact that you are protecting yourself, that it's not going to be a coach that you have a negative history with that will automatically send you down the toilet drain where you don't want to go. That's not how you want to start your new contract with
or a personality clash. I mean, like, I don't feel like,
but he's not, Jeff Skinner's not going to know if his personality is going to mash with or mesh with Ralph Kruger.
Yeah, and the only
from
thing
having
that,
one meeting,
the only thing that he can do is do his due diligence on Ralph Kruger.
Yes.
That's what he's going to do. He's going to ask his agent, and the agent is going to tell him through experience of dealing with Ralph Kruger somewhere through the line. Okay. Yeah. Don Meehan, Jeff Skinner's agent, is going to guide him and tell him. And the reality is, I've read a million articles. I've tried to look up everything on this man, and there's not a negative. There's not one negative thing said about him. And, you know, he is a motivator. He is a guy that is going to command the room. He is a guy that is known for building winning areas. And you know, these are things that are probably going to make Jeff Skinner pretty, pretty excited.
All right, we have to go to break because when we come back, we're going to have the sports update, maybe a couple minutes of dialogue with these guys before we head down to the KeyBank Center where Jason Bottrell will address the media and introduce or at least talk about Ralph Kruger being the 19th head coach in Sabres history. We'll be right back with the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.